Sledgehammer, Geeking Havoc, Glitter Grenade, Kamikaze, Mafrika, Kimmy the Cannibal, these are some of the derby names of the Ketchikan Rainforest Roller Girls. I'll let Tiffany Pickrell, aka Geeking Havoc, explain.
Your derby name is kind of your alter ego or your power persona. When we are on the track, we get to be who we really want to be.
Tiffany is like most of the other derby girls. She was not a roller skating pro when she joined the team.
I hadn't roller skated since I was in the single digits.
Now she spins laps around the Saxman Community Center gym in her Wonder Woman outfit. They say it is not as easy as it looks.
I mean, it's hard work.
Really,
your heart gets pumping really hard. Your legs get tired. Yeah. It is physically difficult.
That's Seawolf, regular name Dawn Rowwolf. You can tell how intense the game can be when you look at all of the protective gear the women wear. Neon mouth guards, sticker-covered helmets, elbow and knee pads. If you've never seen a roller derby match, here's a quick summary.
There are two teams, typically with sets of five players each. The one player with the star on her helmet is called the jammer. She is the point scorer, and it is her job to try to fight her way through the pack while the opposing team's blockers try to keep her from getting through. For every blocker on the opposing team that she passes, that's 1 point. So she tries to get through as quickly as she can.
The roller girls are all at different skill levels. For example, it's Jamie King's second practice.
I was like, man, I'm falling a lot. And they're like, oh, you'll get better. It'll be great. Everybody, you know, each person saying, oh, it was 6 months ago I was skating and I was falling.
Larissa Hammer, or Sledgehammer, has been on the team for almost a year. Here's what it was like for her starting out.
You just show up every day and you suck at it. You suck at what you're doing and you just keep doing it anyway.
It's definitely a challenging sport in that very few people can come out and be good at it right away. There's a lot of falling. There's a lot of, physical challenges, but it's great to see the mental toughness in the women that are coming out.
Malika Brunette, aka Mafrika, is one of the founding members of the Ketchikan Roller Girls. She, Jill Walker, and Stephanie Sanguinetti decided to start a roller derby team in late 2012.
Stephanie had played roller derby and we thought, well, I think Ketchikan is gritty and tough and it's got a lot of women who are into something like this, so I thought we'd give it a go.
Here's one of the main reasons they wanted to start the team.
You know, there's just kind of a limited amount of athletic opportunities for adult women in Ketchikan, especially teams for just women. And I think there's a camaraderie that you get with being in a team, an all-female team, and that's something that you don't quite get being on co-ed teams.
Camaraderie is one thing this team definitely has. Here's Tara Miller, aka Vajana Freud.
You have no idea what kind of kinship that you grow with these girls when you're playing a sport where, you know, you can potentially get really hurt and where you're sore all the time. And, you know, it's all of our friends, I'm pretty sure, are sick of hearing us talk about derby. But because of how important it's become to us, it's all we generally talk about anymore.
In the year and a half that the Rainforest Roller Girls have been skating, they've grown to about 15 members. A few of the women have traveled to Wrangell and Petersburg to compete with the derby teams there. But the big events in Ketchikan are the bouts the team plays against each other. They had one in January, and the next is this Sunday. Here's Tara again.
So the first time that you actually play, you're terrified. You know, we work so hard on doing drills that try and prepare us for kind of the madness. But because we do play a few people short during practices and things like that, you're never quite ready until the day it happens.
This upcoming bout will help raise money for team members to travel to compete. Malika says the financial side of running the team has been challenging.
We're learning how to manage our budgets and stay afloat as a small business.
A few of the women will join the Derby Girls from Petersburg and Wrangell and head to Palmer to compete in the statewide roller derby tournament. The team will call itself the Southeast Sirens. The next Ketchikan bout is this Sunday, 5 p.m. at the Ketchikan Rec Center. In Ketchikan, I'm Emily Files.